The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9 on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. And another beautiful sunny day.
Yeah, it is. We've only had a few rainy Saturday mornings, but that's right. This is looking good this morning. It's cool again, which is, we're going to miss this in a few weeks. Maybe by the end of next week. So.
Well, this week's supposed to be up around 90.
Yeah. Or maybe tomorrow.
No. That's what they were saying on news.
Today's 91.
Yeah. We have a word we haven't used all year. Humidity is coming.
Well, the humidity pretty much all spring. We just had the rain there.
Yeah. Well, it's been cool. It hadn't been like humid. I mean, it was hot early in April, but you didn't have the humidity with it. So that.
We had 40 degrees at night.
Yeah, you know, 80 yeah. degree day is nice if the humidity is not high. But when you get to, now we're going to get into 90s with some humidity, it's going to feel like 20, 30 degrees hotter, probably. So
I don't know. I'd stay inside.
I just know it's hot.
Yeah. Well, we got it coming.
And I mean, listen to her complain about the heat when she goes home.
Yeah.
Give me winter anytime.
Yeah. I don't know if I like winter so much.
I don't like winter.
I don't like extreme temperatures of anything now, I guess.
But I think it's been a pleasant May.
It has so been.
Far.
Yeah. We've had a little bit of rain. We need more, and look like we, traditional Memorial Day, when they have the Coca-Cola 600, they always get some thunderstorms. So it looks like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday next week, we could get some rain. So.
We had a buddy stop by and checked on me yesterday. Mm-hmm. He said the last 2 days of our showers, right down below our church, he got over 3 inches.
Yeah.
So that's coming back.
Let us go. It already got dry again there.
Well, we're 20 inches for the year behind.
Yeah, that's a good bit. Yeah. I might have to call that water truck back to my lot and spray the dirt down again.
That'd be good, then we for sure get some rain.
You know how long it lasts? About 2 hours, maybe.
I'm gonna say a couple hours.
So wet your parking lot, David, and we'll all wash our cars.
Yeah.
And then it'll rain. We'll be assured of
getting some rain.
I did have my car detailed a couple of weeks ago.
Is that when it rained?
Yeah, I think the thing weighed probably 5 pounds less than it did when it got done cleaning it.
People with money can do things like that.
I couldn't believe all the stuff I had in my truck because I just kind of go from here to there, and all of a sudden you got a couple jackets and shirts and golf clubs, a couple pair of golf shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of nice. So you're going there, oh, look at this.
I cleaned mine out last week, and in the back, if I would have got pulled over, it would have been a problem.
Oh.
Yeah, I had a one of my daughter's softball bats back there. Mm-hmm. I had a chainsaw that I was helping a friend with. And I still had a Santa suit in there that I needed to return.
A Santa suit?
So
okay.
I had a Santa suit, a chainsaw, and a softball bat. They would have they would have made me a suspect for something.
There's a guy reported in a Santa suit with a chainsaw and a bat walking
Santa
down
suit
Confederate,
was in a box,
Confederate Avenue.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I didn't have anything like that in there. But
well, good.
I do have a Santa suit, but it wasn't in my truck.
You probably had something that would arouse suspicion.
Yeah, definitely.
I want to do a shout out to the police today. They're having a policeman's ball out at camp. Dang, man, I just forgot.
Worthy Boys Camp.
So I think if you haven't got a ticket, you can still come. I have a few extra spots. So Matt's going to join us out there tonight.
Yeah, we're going on a Gardner's Bench field trip tonight.
Yeah, so raising money for the Worthy Boys Camp, and then have still building a building out there. And
I definitely think long and hard about that, people talk.
Oh, did he? We'll be way on the other side of town tonight.
Yep.
That's way toward Catawba, actually.
Yeah. Nice place.
Where it is.
Nice place out there. Nice some night. Buildings, cabins, a nice big pond for the kids to fish. It's a wonderful
good
thing.
The kids can't get out and do things like that, and it's been a good program for many, many, many years. So.
Did you ever go there?
I did not.
You didn't?
I know playing a lot of golf during the summer, probably.
Okay.
Did you?
I did my Eagle Scout project there.
Oh, okay.
About 30-plus years ago. We painted all the cabins, built a little amphitheater.
Wow, look at that.
And yeah, it's good stuff.
Well, good for you, Eagle Scout.
Wow.
Well,
I know you were an Eagle Scout.
Humble brag.
Well, yeah.
Congratulations.
I'm not. Steve, you're not, are you? No.
I made life.
Your daddy made you work, probably.
I couldn't swim.
I can't either.
Not good enough for the merit badge. Yeah. Or life saving. Those were the two I lacked.
I can do a dog paddle for a little bit. But
back then, you couldn't not substitute it like you can now.
Yeah. We're going to talk about one of my favorite subjects today for our show. A lot of other, like we have Wild Birds Unlimited on here. And
I don't know why you're excited about it. You do it every day.
We're talking about Carolina Fresh Farms today. So
been around a long time.
Yeah. Farm's been around a long, long time, but the store up here has been there about 22 years.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, I've been there 20, so they were there a year or two before I came over.
We bought Zod from back in that.
Yeah.
Late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah, they were sending Zod out, but didn't have local outlets back then.
You had to buy a half trailer or full trailer.
Yeah, just to help with the freight and all. So.
And there was no...
No compromise.
Small amounts.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing now because you can order just one roll or one piece from me if
that's
you want.
That's all I say. We used to buy couple of trailers a month.
Yeah.
Nobody knew what size was back then.
What is this thing? Just grass on a truck?
Grass on a roll?
Come on. What is this?
People that bought it were golf courses. Okay, well, we're right back to the Garden Beach.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter. No matter how you sing it, we love that you're singing our jingle.
No matter what the weather,
AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
803-327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Baby, I'm telling you, don't let it change your mind. It's gonna be hard for me, baby.
And we're back to the Gardener's Beach. And we just happen to have a phone call, I guess.
Yeah, special guest, not coming here in the studio, but Special guest, the CEO of Carolina Fresh Farms, my buddy and friend, Andy Fogle.
Hi, everyone. Appreciate y'all having me on.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning, sir.
We don't get many calls, but it's good to hear from you this morning.
Well, appreciate y'all having me on.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about what's going on at the farm now. We've been talking a little bit about this drought, per se, and it's made things a little more interesting this year for you.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, we have had a very dry, very cold winter, and don't know. I think in the home yard and on the farm, I think that, we may have caused some little bit of damage from, being so dry. So, grass can die during the wintertime, even when it's brown, for warm season grasses. But, it's starting to get warmed up, but we really, I think soil temperatures were maybe about 68 degrees Friday at the farm. So, really haven't started actively growing. Everything is greened up, but, it hadn't really taken off yet. So, looking for some warmer weather, consistent warmer weather.
Yeah, it looks like we got some coming. Yeah, got some coming later this week, and maybe some thunderstorms, hopefully.
They're talking 90 a week.
Yeah. Well, that'd be great. Our poor centipede, St. Augustine, has just been sitting there, hadn't it?
Yeah, not much movement. I mean, over 65, you get a little bit of root growth, but we're not, you're not getting any rapid growth.
Well, I got my buddy here, Steve Crump. He used to run a nursery called Rolling Hills Nursery, and I think you visited there before y'all actually bought the Rock Hill store and reached out to him.
You don't remember to keep by the CS that told us what you're going to do? You're supposed to have a trailer yard there or something for repairs and all that.
Yeah, we used to sell trailers there, yeah. But that was many years ago.
But we were both young back then. You were the grandson back then.
Yeah.
Strong dog.
Now he's got wife and kids and all kind of stuff going on like everybody else. But how is the farm?
Yeah, I was probably
overall?
In my early 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything's great. We've got, we're testing some new varieties, and we're always looking for, better grasses. There's a lot of new grasses that have come out from different organizations and universities. We work with North Carolina State, Texas A&M, and we're, looking for these new grasses that they breed, and they're trying to make things more water efficient, so it, uses less water, has less diseases, so we don't, we have to use less fungicides on these grasses. So I think we're going to have about 8 this year in trials at the farm.
That's crazy.
And, we'll look at them. Yeah, we'll look at them, and, we'll give them to some homeowners sometimes or some people we know or golf courses, and, we'll let, but it takes years and years for us to look at a new grass and then for it to actually come to the marketplace where it's available for your yard. But we're always looking for new grasses. So
that's interesting how that happens. Everybody wants seed, and it really is not done by seed. So it's all the sprigs of the grass, and you bring it, and you do a little bit, and you expand it and do a little bit more, and it's amazing, to be honest with you.
Yeah, most of the grasses that we grow other than centipede and fescue are all what you call like sterile hybrids. So they don't produce a seed that will actually germinate. And that's the neat part of it. So, yeah, it does take a lot to try to expand it and make more of it. But at the end of the day, they do that so that, it basically, if it did produce a seed, it would change the grass. So when after you cut it one time or, it would probably mutate, turn to a different grass. So you wouldn't be able to keep those stable, stable genetics that you're looking for.
Yeah, it could change the look, color over time. And sometimes you look across yards, you can kind of see that happening with y'all lawns, different colors, different sizes of the blade and stuff.
Yeah, they can, unfortunately, some of them, just depends. I mean, they can mutate it's usually pretty unlikely in some of the newer varieties, but say 419 can have some yellowing. We call segregation, it's what they call it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's been looking really good, the Bermuda, and we got Palisade Zoysia back in the mix here, and it is we got some this week, and man, it looked really good. It was good and thick, standing up, standing tall, and the Royal Zoysia we sell, so it's all looking really good.
Well, we appreciate it. I think we've got it jacked up on so much fertilizer right now, trying to get it to grow.
Yeah, I bet, man. And sometimes you just can't change the weather. Just have to deal with it. Our farm, we have 3,000 acres, so it's a farm life. And when the weather doesn't cooperate, you have to do different things. So.
Oh, yeah.
Now, a long time ago, y'all do more than just sod. Yeah, I'll grow a lot of stuff
down there. Yeah, they still grow other things. What else do we grow down there, Andy?
Yeah, I mean, you have to rotate your land like you do anything, so you can't grow sod over sod over sod. So, you know, we do some corn, and we'll lease the property out for peanuts and stuff like that. And we also do rye during the wintertime. Mm-hmm. We'll grow rye up, and then we'll cut it, pre-cut it, and we sell it at stores. Mm-hmm. I mean, people use it for anything from erosion control to, you know, seed bedding when you're, to hold some moisture. And, I mean, we've got some people that buy it for animal and horse bedding. Mm-hmm. It's a very clean, nice product. So we do that during the wintertime, and that usually, we plant that in September and October, and then we'll harvest. We'll cut it down and bale it in usually April and May.
Yeah. Okay. We have a good supply of wheat straw at every store that we sell, and it's kind of nice coming from our own place. So another thing that we grow.
Yeah.
Y'all been doing that for a long time.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
And they're baled 3 high, 7 deep in a cube, 21 bales. So you can go in there to the forklift and just somebody comes, landscaper comes, wants 20-some bales, you just put it right on there and he's gone. So it's a nice thing to have.
Yeah, we produced hay for a long time. My grandfather started producing coastal Bermuda hay for horses and cows in the 1950s. Then at one time we were up to
yeah, we were the largest supplier of that. That was good and bad. That was kind of aggravating, but that was a good business for a long time.
Coastal back in the day, you get top dollar for, but it was pain.
Yeah.
The process of doing that is just from doing the hay for, you know, coastal Bermuda is the same for rye. So we had the equipment and everything else. But yeah, one time we had 1,500 acres of coastal Bermuda. And I mean, when I was growing up, we'd ship about 1,200 square bales a day by hand on trucks and, by trucks and hand unstack it and hand stack it. And I did that quite a few times. Rode on a 5-gallon bucket in the middle of the truck in between two seats and had to go unload 400 bales of hay.
Yeah.
I remember those days.
Andy stayed in shape.
I was pretty small at the time. I remember doing it probably from the time I was about 10 to about time I was 13 to 14. So
well, that's what's cool about Andy. He is the CEO, but he'll do anything. I think 2 years ago he actually drove a truck, one of the 18 wheelers, to our store because we were short a driver. So this man will do anything that he can to help somebody. So that's a great thing.
I don't see how you keep drivers down days.
Well, he does the best he can do. So we're going to have to take a break, Andy, but I appreciate you calling, and I hope you have a good Saturday there. Get some rest, and hope you have a good day.
Hey, I appreciate it. Y'all have a great day, too. Thank you for having me on.
Yep.
Thank you.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue.
We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, why not invest in a new modern unit and immediately save up to 40% on your energy costs?
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Pie is so good to be taking it easy. Why would I ever leave? Because I know I got some good friends that live down the street.
Okay, we're back to the gorgeous bench, and we take it easy every day.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you got a good-looking woman here. Mine's at home, but you got yours right here.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the song, so we thank Andy Fogle for calling in. That was nice. And Carolina Fresh has a giant farm in the middle of the state, Neches, South Carolina, and six outlets, starting with Somerville, Aiken, Columbia, Anderson, Greenville, and back to Rock Hill. So. Spread out all over the state.
Zadeb down.
Six.
Six.
Yeah.
I did two in Charleston.
We did have two in Charleston. We closed the Charleston location is still like a pickup for mulch and sod and stuff, but we have the Somerville store. So we moved over toward that side. That's we had seven at one time, but we have six now.
Okay. I know you closed one.
Yeah, technically, somewhat, but well, I've been here 20 years at the store, and it's been fun up here. It's a good thing all the trucking we have our own trucking company, so we truck sod out of there. And what's really good is if my store has something that one of the other stores need, they call me. So when the sod comes, I can put it on a truck and send it back down and get it transferred when I remember. Some of the other managers have gotten mad at me before because I got busy, and I see a truck going up the hill. I'm like, stop. Too late. But we are open now 8 to 2, so come on out there. We close at 2 today, but 8 to 5 during the week. So next week we are closed, Memorial Day weekend. One thing Andy does is for the employees is nice on the holiday like Memorial Day and July 4th, days like that. We take the Saturday and then that holiday too. So this is the kind of end of our 100 days of prosperity coming up. Some people call it another thing, but
Andy calls it that.
So we close next Saturday and next Monday. We will not be there. So.
Yeah, prosperity every day.
I'm looking forward to next Saturday. I'll just come here and I'll kind of be like you.
And figure out what you're going to do next.
I feel like I'm growing up. I'll be like you next week.
Yeah.
Is he speechless again?
I'm speechless for the second time.
We're talking about his dead air thing.
Yeah, you stumped him.
For Steve to be speechless is...
Yeah.
I had something to say, but I wasn't sure I could say it on the air.
I was going to go over the things we had at our store that people might not know what they have. I think one of the funniest things that I sell is rocks. You hear me telling that rock thing. So I sell rocks from Tennessee.
Big rocks.
And actually in the New England area and in Rock Hill, which is how many rocks are around here? I think it's just comical to... You ship in rocks from hours away, and people come by them, and there's rocks all over Rock Hill.
That's different rocks.
It is different.
It's a great variety. But you got beautiful rocks.
Yeah.
Do Do you still have the concrete statues?
We don't. We really don't do a lot of that anymore. We have a small portion of that that turned out not to be great. It kind of just started sitting there, and you have to kind of change your focus. You know, we used to sell clothing and kayaks and trailers and horse trailers and what else we sell in there? We had a lot of horse feed. We're slim on that now, and we still have dog food, chicken food.
You're a certified Purina store.
We were at one time, yeah, when I first came here. We were a certified Purina store, and that was – it was nice, but it's not a giant moneymaker. I mean, we used to bring horse feed in there, put it on a rack, make about a dollar on it, bring it back in there, put it on a rack again. That's not a good thing, so – we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with our last segment of the Gardener's Bench.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Benny Etter here. We'll get you ready for the hot weather with an annual checkup. We'll clean the coals, replace air filter, and check your Freon and safety controls.
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Every day's a lovely day.
Yeah.
The sun's shining, the birds are singing. That's not a bird.
Oh, that sounded pretty good.
I heard him.
Is Lauren here?
She will be soon with Wild Birds Unlimited.
Yeah, Wild Birds Unlimited. Please frequent our sponsors, Domer Dreamscapes. He's getting his new building all built out there.
They coming right along.
Looking really good. He's doing a lot of himself, and that dude's amazing. He's not a business owner who just sits around. He's in their store in the morning getting stuff, going out to jobs and keeping the thing going. So it's a good thing.
He keeps an eye on everything. Yeah.
AirTech Heating and Air. You need to get your HVAC serviced. It's a good time right now because July, you call them, they won't be able to get out there. So.
And go get you some of that premium sod out at Carolina
Premium
Fresh
Sod,
Farms.
That's right. Come on out there. We're open 8 to 2. We're open now. Mulch. Yeah. Mulches. Rocks.
Yeah. All your fertilizers.
Yep.
Seeds.
It's time to do fertilizers. Time to do your second round of pre-emergent.
Both
grasses.
Seasons,
yeah. Both grasses.
That farm in Nieces, I pass it every year. I always send you a picture, but... yeah. That's an awesome-looking place.
Mm-hmm.
It is. They got a lot going on down there.
It's funny. When I first came on, I went down there. I was thinking, oh, they got 3,000 acres. I thought it was just like you pull in the farm, and there's 3,000 acres all together, and it's not. It's 20 it's here, 2 here, 80 here. It's like I don't know how to keep up with where stuff is. Like back when I started, it was a hand-drawn map, but I'm sure it's more organized than that now, but it's a – it's a long way. I mean, when a truck has to go get the sod cut, he has to go pick up different fields. It takes him, if I got four different kinds of sod on a truck, he has to go, you know, all those different fields to pick it up. So
Back in the day, it was pretty close together, 3,000 was.
Yeah, it's still close together.
Spread out.
And they own it, lease it, barter. It's all kind of stuff going on, but that's a good operation, man. I don't know how he's been keeping up with the fuel. Man, we send trucks, 20 18-wheelers twice a day out, and they got 100-gallon tanks on them, so add that up.
Oh, yeah.
That's $500
to fill one up. $5.45 a gallon adds up. Yeah.
That's a good credit. You got a good credit limit.
Okay, we'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.